You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, 95BFM is focused on foreign affairs and human rights for our election coverage. I spoke to Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa Chair John Minto about a key international human rights issue in 2023, Israel-Palestine. I asked about our political party's views on Palestine, the Palestine Solidarity Network's recent campaign to abolish the Israeli military in Te Whanganui Aotearoa, Wellington, and the evolving solutions needed for a resolution for the conflict and occupation. I started by asking what the different political party stances on Palestine were.
Well, I think all the parties in Parliament at the moment have policies which are, most of the parties in Parliament have got policies which are simply unacceptable, really, in an age when the major human rights organisations around the world, all of them, in fact, recognise Israel as an apartheid state. Our main political parties, National and Labour, say that they won't use that word apartheid, and they make excuses for Israel, and they go back to tired old policies of the past, talking about a two-state solution, which is no longer possible. I think the Green Party and the Māori Party have had the best policies. They recognise Palestinian people as the indigenous people of Palestine, and they call for governments to take realistic action in support of that.
A current Palestine Solidarity Network action is calling on people to write to the PM demanding the closure of the Israeli embassy in Wellington. What would the impact of that be?
Well, I think it would be enormous, because it would be saying that we do not recognise an apartheid state, that New Zealand is turning its back on diplomatic relations with an apartheid state. So it puts a lot of pressure on Israel, just as we put pressure on the old apartheid South Africa, to get its house in order so that it can be accepted as a country with which New Zealand will have diplomatic relations. At the moment, we shouldn't. We should turn our back on Israel. It is, as I said, it's an apartheid state, and we need to impose sanctions as requested by Palestinian people to force the Israeli government to respect the human rights and the political and civil rights of Palestinians.
In an ideal world, what would you want to see politicians doing to support Palestinians this election?
Well, what we'd like them to do are the very simple things which Palestinians have requested. You know, they've requested BDS, boycotts, divestment and sanctions. In other words, to not have diplomatic relations, not to trade with Israel, not to have sports relations with them, have none of those normal contacts which we have with other countries. Because when you're dealing with Israel, you're dealing with a deeply racist state, one which has been described by Jewish groups as a regime of Jewish supremacy. So BDS means isolating Israel, isolating its racist policies, and forcing it to change those policies if it wants to be accepted as a normal member of the international community.
The ACT Party's Simon Court has previously said on BFM that there are Palestinians who support Israel. Would you agree with this?
Oh, there are. Oh, of course there are. I mean, there were black South Africans who supported the old apartheid regime, and they were very well paid to do it in most cases. At least the ones that had a high profile were very well paid to do it. And of course there are. I mean, there are, you know, in France, when France was occupied by the Nazis during the Second World War, there were French collaborators with the Nazis. So there are Palestinian collaborators with Israel. And that's something we just should expect. Every occupation has its collaborators.
You mentioned earlier a two-state solution is no longer possible. Why is this the case?
Well, it's no longer possible because Israel has moved about 700,000 Israeli settlers onto Palestinian land. Now, that's a breach of international law. In fact, it's a war crime under the 4th Geneva Convention to move your population onto the territory of a country that you occupy. And Israel is occupying Palestine. It has an occupation army, and it is moving Jewish people onto that land, which is Palestinian land. And so Israel is in breach of international law, and because they've moved so many people into the area, it's no longer possible for a viable Palestinian state to be created. The land that would have been set aside, or that was set aside for a Palestinian state, is now occupied totally by Israel, and they are bringing Jewish people into those areas to settle them. So there's actually no geographical space for a credible, coherent Palestinian state. So we have to move to a one-state solution, which most Palestinians and human rights advocates around the world are now calling for, and that means Israel allowing full rights to all Palestinians living in historic Palestine, so that everybody would get the vote, everybody would get equal access to healthcare, to education, to all those other things we take for granted, and we'd end up with the South African-style solution, so that you have one single state where everybody's respected, irrespective of their religion or their ethnicity, and you have one single continuous or contiguous state.
Is there an element of needing to uphold basic human rights here?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's fundamental to the whole situation. Palestinians have had their human rights abused by the Israeli occupation for 75 years. And the world, unfortunately, has stood by and allowed that to happen. We haven't held Israel to the same standards that we are holding Russia. You know, when Russia invaded Ukraine, the world imposed sanctions, sports boycotts. There was enormous international action to isolate Russia, to condemn and to put pressure on Russia. There's been none of that when Israel is occupying Palestine, the longest running occupation in modern political history. And with that, you know, that long-term occupation, we should have seen the similar actions that we've seen with regard to Russia. But there's a simple basic racism that runs in Western societies where Europeans are given excuses where people who are not European are not.
That was John Minto from the Palestine Solidarity Network Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.